Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, there's a new Gallup Kettering survey of more than 20,000 Americans that shows broad agreement on many of the foundational democratic principles. And here to talk to us about it is Peter Lumaj, a Republican strategist. Peter, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know, more often than not, when we watch TV and listen to other types of programs, there always seems to be this kind of very divisive theme going on amongst the folks that live in this country. When I looked at this survey really reveals some things that are incredibly different. So what were your thoughts about this poll and what Americans are actually thinking?
I think that, but for the major media, which is completely on the left, academia and Hollywood, I would say that generally speaking, Americans do understand each other. They like each other. They want to live together. They want to improve the country. I always tell people that I have yet to meet someone who wakes up in the morning with the intent of disliking or hating another American. But then when you're bombarded by the media, the academia, the Hollywood, that America is bad, is racist, is sexist, is this, is that, you know, we have gotten to the point that in the past that the disagreements between Americans were so emphasized and so obvious, and so that it was disturbing to see that. I think the younger generation and they are going to be some of the most pro-American and pro the foundation of this country that we haven't seen in years. When I talk to my kids, for example, and all of them in their 20s, the way they see America is the way the founding fathers saw it. That we have these beautiful documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, that gave us the greatest country humankind has ever seen. And the founding fathers were very clear. They gave the government enumerated powers. And by doing that, they limited the government and made sure the individual is free and he's got the liberty to make his or her own decisions. And I think we're going back to that. That's why you see this poll indicating that the agreements between Americans at this point are that, look, it's a great country. We have to keep it the way it is and improve it instead of trying to tear it down.
We always hear a lot about the inability of our elected leaders, predominantly those in Washington, not able to reach compromise to get things done. 8 in 10 U.S. adults say compromise is necessary to get things done. In other words, go do it.
Well, on the other hand, I mean, the foundation of this country was meant actually to be not to agree on everything, to dispute certain things, not to give the government too much power. And that's why we have the enumerated powers, as I said, in the Constitution. But to get things done, it's that you need that compromise. And I think that, even during this current administration, I think that you see Democrats, the U.S. senator from Pennsylvania, for example, who is always talking about putting America first, putting the interest of the people first. And, you know, so I think you're going to see more Democrats and even Republicans who may have disagreed with each other in the past coming to their senses that they have been sent to Washington to serve the people, to serve the constituents. They have not been sent there to disagree with the president, to disagree with each other, and just, you know, bicker and fight about the disagreements that they have. So I think we're going to see more and more of these elected officials, indicating or standing firm on the principles that America must remain the strong, great country that we have. And even though we may disagree on certain things, we still have to put that ahead of the disagreements that we had.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Interestingly, in the poll, and it goes right along the lines of what you just articulated, Americans express a desire to limit the political influence of wealthy individuals and businesses and believe there is a difference between facts and opinions. And it's kind of the embracing of, the common man should have more of a say-so.
That is the foundation again of this country that the founding fathers wanted us ordinary citizens to serve for a short period of time, if you will, and then go back into the private sector. Unfortunately, in the modern history, politics has become almost it's a business transaction to some elected officials. They want to make sure that they get elected, reelected, and reelected forever. And then the fact that they are so passionate about remaining in Washington, they're going to be influenced by the wealthy individuals. They're going to be influenced by wealthy corporations because they're going to start serving those individuals and corporations instead of ordinary folks. So I believe in having curtailing or limiting certain influences that come from certain individuals. For example, you take George Soros, Alex Soros, the Soros, open society. He's influencing the election of attorney generals all over the state. But we're not getting the services that we need, because they are at the disposal of George Soros the moment they get there, and they are harming our society. So if you want to curtail certain individuals who are influencing the election of certain individuals in certain positions that may be harmful to the United States, I have no problems with that. And, it's not an easy thing to do because of the Constitution that allows these individuals and, these wealthy corporations actually to spend their own money in the way they want to spend it. But if we get to the point that we elect people in certain offices that may be harmful to the United States, it's something that, looking into it, it's nothing wrong with that.
Another interesting thing is that, the folks in the poll reject political violence, yet we're seeing it almost every day, right? I mean, it, out there on the streets, it gets all the clicks, it gets a lot of the video, it gets a lot of the chatter.
Americans would disagree with political violence. The problem is that you need a very small percentage of people within certain party to believe in political violence. And unfortunately, the Democrat Party has been permeated in the past 20 years or so by this feeling that, or this belief that political violence is justified or justifiable under certain circumstances. And you need a very small percentage of people to believe that. And we saw what happened with Charlie Kirk. I mean, we cannot say or generalize that all the Democrats would believe that assassinating Charlie Kirk is the right thing to do. I mean, I would say the large majority of the Democrats would disagree with that, including ordinary citizens and elected officials. officials. And we have to tone that down. There is no justification whatsoever when it comes to assassinating or killing someone or murdering someone because there are political differences. But then when you go back in history and you see that what happened, the Democrats or the liberals or they have been justifying certain behavior of these individuals that will take the matters in their own hands and say that, well, Charlie Kirk is someone who may be a racist or sexist, or oh, you disagree with the political point of view of this guy and we must kill him. I think that the Democrats have a lot of work to do to make sure that they tone it down and that there is a clear message to each and every one of us out there, including their, you know, center left or leftist left wing of the party, that there is no justification to do this. That's why you hear these ordinary people who are responding to these polls that, no, we disagree with, you know, political violence. And it's the right thing to do. And I think that and I hope that we see more of more people actually embracing that value, that what separates us as Americans is very small thing. What brings us together, whether it's Americanism, the Constitution, the values that we have, what we fight for, we may choose different paths to make America great, but all of us should have the same interest. We want to make this country greater than it is. And I think that the Democrats are realizing that if they don't embrace that kind of belief that America must be maintained the position the way it is or may be made greater, I think they are going to start losing votes. And they are realizing that. And that's why you'll see more and more of these elected officials on, you know, the Democrat Party actually not embracing Trump, but at least they are not going as harsh as they were going after him when he got reelected.
You know, political violence reveals itself in many ways, and a lot of times we focus on the most egregious acts of human conduct. But, you know, even just harassing people when they go dine. Again, Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, was run out of a restaurant either yesterday or the day before yesterday by people heckling him. There were obviously Democrats that don't like the Trump administration. We had many Democratic members of Congress encouraging that behavior during the first Trump administration. And they feel like, you know, that disruption and just failure to exhibit common decency and courtesy, it's just not the appropriate forum, you know, to go and do that and disrupt people's personal lives.
And these are the Democrats or the leftists within the Democrat Party who are doing this. And these are some of the elected officials who openly claim to be socialists. And these socialists, the foundation of socialism is that if they disagree with you and if they cannot convince you to agree with them by having a civilized debate, they do justify violence. And we have seen that in Eastern Europe. We saw that in Russia, Albania, Cuba, China, North Korea. We see that happening in those countries because from their philosophical point of view, from their this evil ideology called socialism, it justifies that kind of behavior. And it's perturbing to see this coming to the United States. 38 years ago, I thought that I left socialism behind in Eastern Europe and I'll never see it again. This evil ideology is coming to the United States and is raising its ugly head within the United States Congress. And the biggest threat that we get right now is from within the House of Freedom, if we're not careful. And what I mean by that is that we have elected people who are not compatible with our Judeo-Christian values, with our constitutional foundation of this country, who do not believe in republicanism, but they want to turn us into a just ordinary democracy. I mean, these are things that I think the educational system in our country, especially the public educational system, has failed our kids when it comes to educating them that this is what we stand for. This is constitutionalism. This is republicanism. This is what America stands for and is a force for good out there. And we have allowed these socialists actually to, you know, bring their ideology to the United States Congress. And we're paying a price because when you hear Ocasio-Cortez or Bernie Sanders or some other socialists within, you know, in Washington justifying this kind of behavior and even calling upon people to do the same, it's the wrong approach. It's the wrong approach, and I think the voters are going to punish them in 2026 for behaving this way.
I think that's also emblematic when we talk about cultural change, right? The speed in which a lot of this has been going on for a period of time. And interestingly, in this poll, and it's one of the things that surprised me more than anything, both Democrats and Republicans alike feel that cultural change is happening too fast. What do you attest that to? What do you think is driving that issue?
Well, we immigration is one of the roots of the causes of this problem, I would say, because what we did with immigration, when you look at the 19th century and early 20th century, we brought people to the United States who had the same, to a certain extent, the same values that Americans had at that time. Now, what we're bringing to the United States in the 1960s is a different culture that we're bringing to the United States. It's a culture that is not assimilating. It's a culture that does not respect the foundation of this country. There's a culture that it is not embracing what America stands for. As a matter of fact, they are trying to impose their values that they brought with them when they came to the United States upon the American people. When you see sometimes the driving around and you see all these flags that from other countries being displayed, their cars or you name it, it makes you think, okay, that is a flag. That is something that drove you out of your country to come to the United States. Yet the moment you come here and you become an American citizen, you want to impose those values that drove these people out of their countries upon us. Look what happened in New York City. The mayor who just got elected 7 years ago, he became an American citizen. All of a sudden now he's trying, or he was campaigning on socialist values that he left behind in Uganda and his family where he came from. And he wants to implement those values upon the American people who live in New York. So I think that we're going to have, and I agree with President Trump, that he had 19 countries that he was preventing people from coming from those countries to the United States. Now it's 39, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to have to have some sort of, I think should be a moratorium that for the next 20 to 25 years, we shouldn't allow people to come to the United States. Let's see if the ones who are here are going to assimilate. Let's see if they're going to embrace the values that we have. Let's see if they want to make America a better place instead of taking advantage of what we offer to them. We have been enticing people to come to the United States for the benefits that we offer, not for Americanism any longer. And that changed in the 1960s. And reversing it, I think, is the first step that should be taken.
You know what's interesting about a lot of these folks? It seems as though the countries that they came for, they adhere to those socialistic principles, but what they also desire is to have a leadership role and some control, which more likely than not, for a whole host of reasons, they will never be able to attain that. They will never be able to achieve that. They come to this country where they have all of these rights and privileges that we afford these folks, and they move into positions of leadership in a very short period of time, when you think about it, that they would never have that opportunity where they came from. And they continue to move and espouse the principles of a government that allegedly, when it came here, they didn't like, but that was really not true. They just wanted to get into a leadership position here because anyone can run for anything here. And it's not like that in these other countries. You got no shot of moving into a position of leadership unless you're born to the right family or, for some other reason that the vast majority, 99.9% of those folks, will never taste a leadership position, right?
Absolutely. And it doesn't behoove me well that I'm going to say this, but I think that Congress should pass a law, and hopefully they do it, that non-American-born citizens, including me, I wasn't born here, we should not be allowed to run for certain offices. We should not, because you need at least a generation or two in the United States to really be a true American, if you will. Now, if you go to Dearborn, Michigan right now, it doesn't resemble a city of a United States city any longer. If you go to Hamtramck, it's the same thing. I mean, look what's happened in Western, Europe. Europe is gone. What we're bringing here is a culture that it's not compatible with our values. Arnold 20 years ago said that great civilizations are not murdered. They commit suicide. The West is committing suicide by imposing or bringing certain cultures to the West who are going to impose their values upon you and I and our families unless we stop this. That's why a moratorium in the United States, I firmly believe, should be passed. And for the next 20 to 25 years, we should observe what's going to happen with these people who came here. Are they going to become Americans? Do they want to live in peace with us? Are they going to try to impose their values upon our families? Are they trying to establish some sort of Sharia law parallel with the laws that we have here? I mean, these are things that I think Trump is fearlessly talking about it. And thank God he's got the backbone, the character, and the fortitude to publicly talk about this, because it is about time we talk about these issues that are going to be a great challenge for the West, including the United States.
We're speaking with Peter Lumage, a Republican strategist. Peter, do you get the sense that the majority of the Americans of what we just talk about, I get the sense that they believe in that. In fact, I've encouraged had conversations with people about this recently, and most of them embrace what we just talked about, but they fear talking about it because, you know, people right away jump to say you're racist, you're a xenophobe, you're this, you're that, whatever else, you know, they can label you with.
I think that a lot of people are actually speaking about it. They were afraid during the previous administration that you will be labeled. But at the end, people are coming to their senses that they are saying, okay, you're calling me a racist and sexist and homophobe and xenophobe and all these things anyway. So at least I'm going to have my voice heard. And when I hear younger people talking about this, it really gives me hope for this country, because these kids are embracing the values that Charlie Kirk was promoting, that President Trump is promoting. These kids are embracing Americanism fearlessly. And some people who are in certain positions, for example, as an attorney, I may not walk into a certain environment and, you know, make a statement that I shouldn't make. But then being afraid to talk about these things is not going to serve us well. When Trump was running for re-election, I put a sign in front of my house supporting him, obviously. And my daughter, who is a teacher, she told me, Dad, will you please remove it from there? Because the school that I'm teaching in, they are anti-Trumpers. And when they drive by my house, I'm afraid they're going to see the sign and I'll be penalized by the supervisors or whoever may have that, you know, power to penalize her. So I winded up removing that sign from where it was in front of my house, because I didn't want my daughter to face that kind of challenge. Now, this is something that should give us some sort of like courage and say, you know something, I'm not removing the sign, and I dare them do this to my daughter, and I'll take them to court for this. But some people, yeah, they are still afraid to talk about this, but I see more and more people actually openly talking about the challenges that we're facing because of the failed liberal policies who want to impose these values, including these cultures that are not compatible with us, upon the American people.
Well, it's the only way that we're going to be able to guarantee to ourselves the rights, the privileges, the immunities that we've grown accustomed to and we've been the beneficiary of and have helped fostered the successes that we've had in each one of our individual lives. And it's not that hard to connect these dots on many different fronts. Some people have a very difficult time, but it's not that difficult. I think folks tend to overcomplicate things. Peter Lumage, Republican strategist, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you and your family, sir. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.